Binge Talking Season 2, a very special Valentine's Day episode, LOL. And fittingly, the topic today is something that we all love to hate, social media. It's a complicated part of our lives. I love it. I freely admit I'm addicted to it. But the part I must say I'm probably, I find most irresistible is just how bad most people are at it and the stunts they pull in an attempt to appear popular. Now, all that said, social media has also led to a lot of actual friendships in my real life. In particular, I've got two tribes of people on Twitter I love. I've got my fish people, who I have become friends with in real life, with a bunch of them. And I've also got my fellow Howard Stern fanatics, who are a real valuable part of my life. So fittingly, today's guest is someone I'm meeting in real life for the first time, but we communicate all the time on Twitter over our shared love of Howard Stern. The thing I really appreciate about Marianne Garvey, who's a writer, you've known her, she's worked for The Post, Daily News, she works at Bravo now, is not only her taste in things, but particularly her distaste for things. I think she's got really great sense when it comes to what's great and what is horrible. So without further ado, my guest today, Marianne Garvey.
From New York City, USA, welcome to the Fox 5 Podcast Network.
Marianne, welcome. Thanks for being here with me today on my silly little podcast.
Hi.
You are talking right now to an audience of 1 million listeners.
No.
No.
Oh, I was like, wow.
My mother and my wife will listen to some of it.
Cool.
All right, so you are my perfect guest for this, though, as I just alluded to in the intro. Social media, and I could tell you, we know each other strictly from Howard Stern Twitter.
Right.
And I like your account because you'll just be like, it's
I go
like,
on rants.
You go on rants, and it's just like, stop with this. I hate this. Enough with this.
We stop have the with same the flu. That was yesterday.
Stop with the flu. Stop,
stop with the
Olympics.
Stop with the Olympics. Stop. Like, just stop. Stop it.
I know. So, and we were talking on the way up a little bit. Explain your social media relationship in context of your husband. Like, does he hate it? Did you get him into
it? Oh, my
it?
God.
Or how did that all work?
He's so private.
Okay.
We have totally different jobs. He works in finance. He's very, it's also the way he grew up. Like, he's very, no selfies. We've gotten in fights where I'm not even like a selfie maniac or anything
that.
I'll take one once in a while, like good hair day, you know, like I'm 42. I give myself a little, put some gas in my tank for the morning. I'm like, you know, get some compliments, whatever. I know what it's about. I know it's like a,
you're doing
as
like
Howard
a wink,
says,
sort of
the
like,
big black hole. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, my friends will like it or whatever. He's like, it's vulgar. I'm like, vulgar? Like, and we've had fights over
it. Is he super Irish or what? Like,
he
what,
is
Irish,
Irish
Catholic?
Yeah. Is that, so am I.
Oh, okay.
But
I'm
a private person, but when it comes to, like, I'm a writer, so I tend to, like, I will reveal things, like, through writing, and that's been my job and everything.
Yeah.
He was always a little bit, like, uncomfortable with that, but I was like, take it or leave it. This is...
And it's the times we live in, too.
This
it's
is
just
what
different.
It is.
It's
so
different, yeah.
I think at this point, he's used to the rants, but, like, I'm pregnant right now, but when I'm not, I'm usually drinking wine at night, and he's like, here we go. Like, he's like, get off Twitter. I'm like, I hate this. I hate that. I hate... He's like, you're embarrassing yourself. But then some days, like, on an Instagram, he'll like it. I'm like, you're so inconsistent.
Right.
So it's not leading to divorce.
I feel
divorce,
like everyone's getting dragged into it. Like, I think we actually have the same relationship with our spouses. Like, Anna was reluctant to do all this crap. And she realized it's absurd. But now she's on her phone 90 hours a day, too, looking at Instagram every
he
second, too.
He looks at Twitter all the time.
Okay.
But if he to, like, tweeted, I would be like, wow. If he puts up, like, an Instagram post, I'm like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
very rare.
Is his account public, though, or is he even do fully private? Like,
I don't know, because I'm in there. I'm not blocked yet.
Yeah,
so
not yet.
He might be private. He's probably private.
Okay.
Like, on Facebook, we're not married. He's not in a relationship. I'm not either. We didn't, change. Like, he could have a
second life.
I couldn't
care less. Facebook means nothing.
I have no idea.
Like,
he could easily get away with, like, a second family.
What do you like better, Twitter or Instagram?
Instagram.
Yeah.
It's the first thing I look at when I wake up.
Oddly. No, I know.
I don't
know
why.
Do you love the stories up top? You know, those.
I mean, I'll like, I hit it like a junkie.
Like,
going through it. Some I really like. Some people have it down. And some people I'm like, I don't care about this and your baby and your mourning. I just don't. And I'm like, why do I? I hate follow a lot of people.
Yes. Okay. That this is the whole thing.
Scratch that itch.
This is what I want out of you. Totally. It's like, it's driven by hatred for the most part. Right. Like people are so terrible, and so much of the content is such garbage.
Garbage.
And it's such an insight into how terrible they are.
Oh.
I always joke, like, how did people know who to hate before social media? How did you hate someone you don't even know beforehand?
Too. I don't know.
I would think so. I was just watching Comedians in Garbage Coffee, and I think it was like Norm MacDonald asked Jerry Seinfeld. He's like, could you like someone in real life whose routine, your stand-up routine you don't like?
Yeah.
And he's like,
no. Yeah.
And it's the same thing with social media. I don't think if someone was terrible on social media, I don't think I would be able to somehow like them in real life.
Even though I don't have it down. Like,
right.
I'll put up like books I've read and like smoothies I make, and I'm like, this is awful. Like, this is just insufferable and horrible.
But it's real.
I'm funny. I try to be like, make it funny.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, you know, poop your pants smoothie. Like, what?
No, I get
but
you.
But some
people,
I'm like, oh my god, this is just awful.
What do you think about people who call themselves influencers with a straight face?
I think, how are you making money?
I know. I don't know that they are. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wonder if they are. The thing that's funny too is you can tell how stupid the whole thing is, especially Instagram, because of what they sell. It'll be like protein bars and iced tea. And it's like, who cares?
Skinny tea.
You knew.
I'm like, yes. I actually wrote that down last night when you told me to come in, and I was like, all right, a list of things that bother me on Instagram, and I was like, that's slimming tea.
I know.
It's like Kim Kardashian has all these selfies, and then she has like. The trying to look natural is what bothers me.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I love this tea so much, and all these hashtags. I'm like, yeah, okay, well, how much did you make off of that?
It just doesn't look natural. Do people buy? It's weird. It's like, it's just how hollow the whole thing is, like selling iced tea. Who cares?
The minute, like, someone's doing an ad, I'm like, ugh.
No, I know. Pretending to love some sort of thing.
Yeah.
What do you think about people who dub themselves social media experts? That's a big
hysterical
Again,
thing. Like, if you have it figured out and it's funny, like, I like it, but if it's just some people are so serious and wellness people, and I'm like, I just be funny, like, I can't take this seriously,
right? There's
like,
not that many personas you can really branch out into, it seems like. It's like health and wellness, girl with a big butt, like, you know, there's only like four type of Instagram people,
and speaking of the butts, like, Kim is a hate follow for me, Kim Kardashian. It's like, she did one yesterday. And it's like her tiny little, like, vagina, and her underwear always pulled up, and I blow it up, and I look at it, and it's like, your body's so absurd.
Love that you can zoom now? Like, remember when you used to have to screenshot, then zoom in
on the screenshot? If anyone walked in the room, I'm always looking at a vagina. Like, I always have it blown up to, like, a little. I'm like, how's her, it's so little in there, and then her bathing suit's always, like, pulled up, and her hips go out too far, and, like, I make myself sick over it. Like, I'm like, ugh. Ugh, I have to unfollow, and I don't unfollow her. I just keep, like, looking at it. And then I troll a little, too, though.
See, that's cool. See, I can't do anything, like, right, you get to be more human than
I
do.
But then I realized that your friends can see.
Yeah, it's like, Marianne Garvey commented on, yes.
Like, your friends' comments pop, because Kim the other day put, I forgot to post this, and it was, like, a vagina selfie, and I was like, oh, you forgot, huh? You forgot. I'm, like, so glad you remembered. And then my friends are like, you know that comes up, like, you can see it.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, I'm an older lady, and I'm, like, picking on people on social media.
I know.
Like, what am I doing?
It's unbelievable. Now, how good are you at – this is one of my favorite things to do, because I'm really insane, is to figure out who has fake followers – fake comments.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
I would like some tips, because then I'll troll. I'll be like, your followers are fake.
No, I've got a bunch of tips.
Okay.
First off, if the number just smells wrong, then you can start digging in.
Right. Like, I know a normal guy.
Yeah.
No job in media, in the public whatsoever, and he has like 11,000 followers, and I'm always wondering what's going on there.
My guess, without knowing anything about it, is that he bought 10,000 fake followers.
That's sad.
Because
I'd rather have 20 real people.
No, totally. How you can tell, too, a lot of times is, like, there used to be a ratio. It's changing now because they always flip the algorithm. But I always thought a good rule of thumb was you should get 5% of your follower count should like every picture. You know, if you have 1,000 followers, you know, it should have 50 likes or something like that. So if you see someone who's got, like, 20,000 followers, but the picture gets like 42 likes. It's probably bogus.
When they're fake, what do they look like? Like on Twitter, how it's the egg or what? What does it look like?
It looks the same. You can also tell. I've actually gotten really deep. I'm not going to name the name, but I know someone who.
Do you need to fill your soul that bad that
Yeah, I do. It's like detective work. Like it actually it satisfies me very much.
Yeah.
So this is a person, it's a PR person, but it's like the if you go through the comments, you'll this is someone like you know, in 3 seconds a stupid picture will get like you know, 40,000 likes and you actually go to the comments.
What happened to you?
You see but you see the
parents didn't
fake
love you.
Comments repeating.
Oh.
It'll be like cool picture.
Again. Cool picture.
Yeah, cool. Like, blue heart, red heart, blue heart. You know, all these emojis to sort of throw you off the path, but you see them repeat if you actually look through
see that
them
one.
Long
I'd
enough.
Be like, this is fake.
It drives me nuts.
Yeah. Now I'm going to look for that.
There's ways you can really suss out who's. Account is fake and whatnot.
And babies. Not to, like, babies. I just thought of that because, I thought of someone who has 10,000 followers and every day the baby. I'm like, we get it. We get it. It's a baby. We get it.
I think people get, like, since everyone's trying to be a brand now, too, like, they get limited into, like, this is my thing. And then they actually have no humanity on the feed because they think they're hyper-curating something about, you know, whatever.
Another thing that drives me absolutely bonkers, it's just a little thing, is when people don't have a lot of followers and they go, hey guys, who are you talking to?
Just wanted to check in on my fans.
Hey guys.
Well, that's crazy too. The people tweet, like a lot of times, like if you go on someone's feed, it must be soul crushing, like the people who have, they tweet, and like literally there's not even one like on anything they've ever tweeted ever. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that would be such an unsatisfying
thing. If I get like 2 likes, I'm like, that wasn't very funny.
Totally.
I need to back it up. I need to get off the phone.
Yeah.
Just calm down for a minute. Think of a better joke.
Totally. You got to workshop that more.
Yeah.
Get a workshop
Bad
that
jokes
more.
On Twitter drives me crazy too. Like, you're not funny.
Yes.
You've got to work on this. This is awful.
You know what's also great along the lines of having no followers is like people. So, of course, you would all. On this is a Twitter thing in particular. Like, you are with someone who has more followers, so then you post a picture and you're like, great catching up with.
Yeah.
Great catching up with Tom Selleck today. Yeah. It's like, you weren't catching up. You forced him to take a selfie at gunpoint and then post it because you thought you were going to get followers.
I know a girl who used to do PR. Now she's a mom.
Mm-hmm.
But she happens to be best friends with a big actress. I'm not.
Yeah.
I feel like. She would know who it was, but like she listens to this, but not big, no, it's like to you. She's into being a mom.
I knew she's one of the big binge talking followers,
and she's best friends with like a very famous model.
Yeah,
and none of her regular friends ever make the Instagram feed, but when she hangs out with the model and the actress, it's like
totally. Best
night ever at you know, and it's like the actress and the model, and she's just a regular girl, and
right.
I'm like, where are your regular friends? Why do you need? Like to show your friends with these people,
and that's such a fascinating pecking order too. Because I realize, like, anytime you're around like anybody who's famous or whatever, if you were in real life, you don't want to be the person that takes. You give away your power when you're like, "Hey, can we get a selfie?" You know, blah, blah. And then they're like, "Oh God, this is the fan," and now you've sort of identified yourself as like the weak link. Like, okay, like let's wall this person off because they're just here for like whatever.
I kind of think it's like. Pathetic, unless it's funny. Unless
totally.
You see like a funny comedian or someone's into it or whatever. Most stars don't want to take a selfie with you if it's not like in a professional situation.
Right.
And then like if they
you're
do.
You're just making them be on for you.
And you look like.
And you look like a tool.
Oh, okay. So you ran into this person. What does that
Great
mean?
Running into George Costanza today.
Yeah.
Great catching up with.
Catching up with what?
Like, I know. When I started here, so like I came here from Boston. So like obviously I had no celebrity interaction with her. And I did the morning show where like, you know, celebs come through and they do the thing. And like at first I would take pictures and like, oh my God, this is great.
Yeah,
it's Newman from
then you're like
and then like after a while I'm like, why do I even care?
Yeah.
And like I don't want to put my chase after this person leaving this dude like, hey, can I get a you know, you I don't know, you learn to be chill.
When I worked at the Daily News, it was actually at Howard Stern's birthday party. I went to cover it and they were like
the big one, like the 60th birthday the Super Bowl weekend,
and they're like, take some pictures. So I had too much wine and I'm running around and I'm like taking selfies with everyone, and they ended up putting like I put them on Instagram. Oh no, I didn't put them on Instagram. Where did I put them? Something in like a Daily News story, a few of them, and now they show up like if you Google me, and I'm like, oh God, I look like I'm like asking Maria Menounos to like take selfies.
Was she in a
like,
bikini or no?
No, but she was really, really sweet.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, she's so nice. And she like was in on the joke and got the whole thing. And,
right. No, that was an awesome night. Like I would have killed to have gone to that.
Yeah, I was like, can I take a selfie? She's like, eh. I was like, yes. I got the laugh.
Totally. Like, I did my best Howard story was that Lisa G took me as her date, as we're friends.
Yeah.
To the Stern Christmas party in 2012, and it was like being at Stern Fantasy Camp. It was incredible.
Oh my God! So did you get Ronnie? Did you get
so
drunk
he,
Ronnie?
He gave a speech. This year's party was like, it was like the Robin. We're happy you're healthy. But the thing that was the good story I could tell, which was hysterical, was like, so everyone make sure they beat Howard there.
Yeah.
Like you, that's like everyone's so scared. They're like, oh my God, you get there.
And then you have to line up to greet him.
You line up
and then bow.
So he shows up.
Beth.
Beth. Yep. The royal couple comes in. He has a wine glass, and what he does, and this is so great, and you'll be able to break this down too. He clinks glass over and happy holidays, hello, and he comes by and like, and I'm like, oh, and then but you realize he's so freaked out by that wine glass that's touched everybody. You know, like the second
right,
he does the thing, right?
We're
he's
broken.
Like, get this away from me, get this disease chalice away from me right now. So then.
Probably has his own bathroom at the party.
Right, totally. So then you go through the food. He gives a speech, and then he leaves. And once he leaves, though, this is like the most out of control. Open bar, just shot fest with everyone on earth.
It's like, he's gone.
Totally. It's like a palpable.
Even though he's not.
Because he knows everyone's just like, nobody wants to like get the wrong attention from him to then carry on. And then and then it's off to the races. It was the most fun. Sal, Richard, everybody. Like,
he's my favorite.
Oh my God, the most fun ever. It was so great.
I love it.
Yeah. So wait, you're working on what, you're writing now, like what a book?
I'm at Bravo now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I write like about relationships. Like, I know anything about
relationships.
That for them. Yeah.
My wife loves all that stuff.
I'm into Vanderpump.
My wife loves Vanderpump.
My husband has to leave the room. He's just like, what?
Are
they bartenders? What is this? I'm like, get out. You know nothing.
That is the one part of our life that we're like 1950s. We're like, I come home from work and I'm like,
Do you walk out of the room with the Kardashians?
Well, yes, I hate that. Well, the good news is we have two TV rooms, thank God. And like, this is so patriarchal. Like, I come home and I get the good TV, and then she goes to the back room and watches all that crap.
We have a good TV too, which is our main fight, because I'm like, you need to share the big TV,
right?
And he always has sports. Hey, Matt, you have this fight too? I thought we were the only ones. I'm like, only reason we'd ever break up is because I want like a woman cave, and I want you just away from me so I can just binge, like just watch crap for like, you know, a whole weekend. He went to a wedding in December, and I was like cracked out on like the big TV.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm trapped in the bedroom where we have another TV, but I'm like, I don't always want to be sitting in the bed.
Totally. We don't have a TV in the bedroom, right? We've got like a second guest room that's like, you know.
Why doesn't she turn it into like a woman cave? She should do that.
The thing is, though, that you know how it is in New York. Like, that's where all the crap goes, too.
Okay.
You know,
it's like
it's where my mom stays if she comes. So it's not like, you know.
Yeah. And
no
our
room for a pool table in that.
Do you guys have this fight? We also have the. Here's the bedroom, and then there's the living room. Turn it down! Do you have that? Like, when the music is loud?
Oddly, she's the one who listens to TV super loud. Like, I'm very sensitive to loud. I'm like, it doesn't need to be on 30, you know, like Stassi talking about her boyfriend's damaging her from what. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. But yeah, we have that fight. I feel like it'll. I'm like, turn it down. And he'll be in the bedroom and I'll be out there. He'll just be like, loud. I'm like,
yes.
All right.
Oh my God.
TV's our only really big fight.
No,
he always has the remote.
You know what we'll do? Like, I always forget, since I'm always just watching TV like 30% and online 70%. Like, if we have something on DVR, like, I'll forget to fast forward the commercials, and she'll be like, you can fast forward through this. And I'm like, I wasn't even paying attention.
Watching TV with someone is a whole thing.
Yeah, totally. I'm very glad we have two separate rooms.
Yeah.
I'm very glad we have two separate rooms to do that.
Yeah.
Because it is a stress point.
I watch my laptop or iPad a lot, and I'm like, why am I stuck with this when we have this huge TV?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because you're watching the Kardashians
and I'm not watching it?
Well, on the weekends or football season, it's always football.
Yeah.
He's from Pittsburgh. So
they're insane with that.
Steelers crazy. I think he has kind of a mental illness when it comes to it. He's just like yelling. I'm like, I don't know what. I hate football. It's cliche, but I hate it. I just, I don't follow it. I never have. I'm not going to like suddenly get into it.
Yeah.
I don't care. And then he watches, the worst thing he watches, which I caught him watching, is The Challenge on MTV.
Oh, I love. Oh, my God.
I'm like, well, well, what's this?
Johnny Bananas.
Johnny Bananas. I try, but I'm like, I can't do this. But I think he likes the sports kind of aspect of it, the athletic challenge.
No, it's like, great. Like, they're insane. Like, CT's amazing. Uh-huh. One of the best times in New York I ever had was Guns N' Roses, the fake Guns N' Roses, when it was just Axl Rose, like 5 years ago,
played Roseland
with like the backing band. I went to that by myself. Like, I'm just going to this. I'm not going to this. And I ran into Kenny Santos.
Oh, like, Kenny's cute. I know what Kenny looks like.
I'm like, Mr. Beautiful, what's up, Kenny? And then we just like
Kenny's good looking.
Watch all the show. It was the greatest though. You know,
I saw it back in the day, so I know who some of the people are because I'm really into that mean girl, what's her name? Coral. And I'm always like, where's Coral? If Coral was on, I'd watch. He's like, Coral's retired. I was like, damn.
Coral was amazing. It was like the little Mormon girl that she would like beat up on. Coral would pick on Julie or something.
I like Ruthie. That was my era.
Real World Hawaii, the alcoholic from Real World Hawaii.
Well, Ruthie was like always naked in the pool. I'm like, what is this? But then I got over it, but he's not over it.
You know what I realized? Real World and all that stuff was social media back when it was only TV. So like, you had these eight people to judge intensely and like tear apart.
Yeah.
Now you can do that to the whole world.
Oh, anyone you want.
That's what I love. I realize that's what I love about it.
How do you feel about saying that? How do you feel about taking pictures in public of like shaming someone?
I have a lot of guilt. I hate it. Yeah.
I'll leave a face out or I'll do from behind.
I think.
But I feel like it's kind of mean. Like I draw the line there. Like when people post something like, look at this fool. That's kind of.
Unless it's. I can't do that, period. Because, like, all those, you know, the thing with the veto power over my social content is, like, one person finding something to be offended by. Like, it's too much.
And go
so, like,
into
I really have, like, I think a finely tuned, knock wood, internal dialogue of, like,
do you have to watch what you tweet?
Totally. Like, we have an amazing amount of freedom here, but I just know, like, I'm constantly running, like, it's like Rain Man of, like, running
that.
These, like, what could someone annoying say to pretend to be offended? So, like, if there's anything. If I have to think about it or I find it, I'm like, just hold off on that. It's not, no tweets.
When I had a column at the Daily News, at the New York Daily News, people used to complain and tweet at the Daily News and like the bosses would see it, but they were fine because I was writing like a gossip column that was funny.
Right, you were supposed
to
have this sort of audacious voice.
It was funny. It was fine. And they're like, you know, go do whatever. Just don't be I'm not like typing racist, crazy things anything.
Right.
But people would get offended at the slightest thing.
People love being offended.
And like at Daily News, like, how could this woman work there? And like, they're like, just so you know, we're getting these tweets about something you put on your personal Twitter. I was like, oh my God.
I know.
People get very, very upset.
They do.
Are we done?
We might be done. I don't know. What do you think? Where are we, Matt?
We're
20. 20-ish?
Do a little quick do's and don'ts, something like
that.
Right. Let me go through
my guidelines for.
Let me. I'm trying to think.
You know who I like on Instagram a lot?
Yeah.
Natasha Leggero. Do you follow her?
Oh. She's pregnant. Did I just
and
see
hysterical.
That? Like, I just saw it like today. I didn't realize she
oh
was.
My God. She'll be at the gynecologist with like sunglasses on. She's like, Hollywood life. I'm like, I love her.
Yeah.
It's real.
Yeah.
And she's like uncomfortable and fat, but she's being so funny about it.
Yeah, yeah.
And another one that's good at that is Chelsea, not Chelsea Handler, the comedian
I know, married
to Jordan Peele.
Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's funny too. Oh my God. She puts up the funniest things. And I'm like, all right, they have it down, but they're comedians, I guess. So
right. No, but
it figured out.
It is. It's all about like the perception. They know what they hate about everybody too. Because they think about it all the time.
Yeah.
Like they have that tortured
and
mindset.
And they're posting real things, but it's really funny.
But
it's,
not the way
most
people approach it, you know?
Like, my beautiful pregnancy story. I'm like, no one wants to see it. No one cares. No one wants to see it.
You know what's also funny is when people like, so you know everything they post is just to make themselves look better. It's funny when they're like, if they're like, one of my favorite posts will be like, them with someone clearly less attractive being like, with my more beautiful, smartest, prettiest, most, oh my God. I'm so, and it's like, You're a liar.
Yeah, people are like, gorgeous. I'm like,
right. Oh, my God. If I could be half as good looking as you. Now, do you also like, so if you're zooming in, if you spend your whole life zooming in, which you said.
I have no fingerprints on my thumb and my first finger.
John Dillinger.
Nothing. Worn out.
But from the iPhone glass.
Worn out. If I took a thumbprint, it would just be like flat. Circle, nothing.
Like, I would say 80% of my text conversations are like, oh my God, have you seen this? Last night we went, again, you have to keep these stories vague so you can't figure it out. But two of my friends who I've worked with, we found this account, which was just fakery to the 900 degree. But I'm
these
insane.
People don't
too.
Know they're being made fun of. Like,
that's the thing. It is their bad because, and it was this. You ever see like when they pinch in the photo, so like your legs or something get smaller? It was the most obvious Photoshop because the leg was like pin straight, which it never would be. I don't know. It's all crazy.
wait, what was it? I was going to say something about a selfie and I forgot.
Zooming in, fingerprints.
No, or like the no makeup, someone using like a glow filter or something. They're like,
that's what I want,
no
right.
makeup, just woke up. I'm like, you're using filter. Like, you have spots all over your face like me. Like, what? Show it. Show for real. So like there was a month back on Instagram a few years ago. Like every day I woke up, I'm like, just woke up like this. My hair was like a mat. I was like, it's real. Like, it's
right.
This is how I woke up. Like, the fakery with that too.
So that's like, what, and that's what, that was like the phase two when everyone used to, they'd do a selfie on Snapchat and then they'd screenshot and put it on Instagram because it actually would make you look better. You know, like, it would, like, do you do Snapchat?
Oh, on that too. No, I, if I took some kind of test about stupidity, I cannot figure it out.
It's hard. It's hard.
A 12-year-old girl at a family party show me, and I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it. But then the other thing too is like, are you saying something normal and putting dog nose and ears on? This is on Instagram stories now. I'm like, you're not a dog. I don't need to look at you talking to me like dog. And the voices are like this, and like with dog ears,
the voice changer, and all.
I can't do it. I'm not a dog. I can't pretend like to be a dog and deliver a message.
So I know. The thing too is, if you don't stay current with all social media, like, you will never get the next thing that comes down. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like
figure out Instagram stories.
Oh, really?
I mean, I have it, but I'm not fast at it.
Yeah.
Like where that like that music now, that like club music that everyone does with that. I'm like, but I'm not interested in it. I'm like, I can't.
Yeah.
Or I'll just write on it. I'm like, I can't figure it out, and like send it out.
Right. What are you going to do with your kid? Like, I have now, my friends now have like 12-year-old daughters who are like, one of my
roommates. Oh, I thought you meant about baby pictures. We had to have a social media, too much baby talk about posting after we have the baby, after I have the baby, what to do. And my husband's like, I think like one a month is sufficient. And I was like, okay. And then we went through friends who post too much.
Yeah.
He's like, just enough. You never see the baby. You're like, is something wrong with the baby? I never see the baby. What's wrong with the baby's face? Right. Is the baby weird looking?
Why are they putting a filter on the baby?
Yeah. Like, why are there dog ears on the baby? Show us the baby.
They're hiding something.
Yeah. The baby's not right. No, if we had more time, I'd ask you if you ever get off your phone.
Never.
Yeah.
Never.
Sometimes I want to throw it, just forget the whole thing and see what that's like. But probably wouldn't survive.
So I had Anna in here last week. We talked a lot about
on the podcast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
Which is great. And like, people know her from my Twitter feed because they follow Fox 5 people. And so that was fun and whatnot. But the spouse and the cell phone thing is fascinating.
My husband does not have my password.
Same.
I obviously have his from looking over his shoulder.
Yep.
So in case of emergency, he's just like, he doesn't think of long, good passwords or anything.
Right.
If I ever need to get in, I could get in, but I kind of don't want to because I don't want to know, you know, his personality with his friends.
I think cell phones are private.
And
you're talking with your friends in a voice that's almost a caricature. Like if I'm talking to my college roommates, that's in a voice. It's performance art in a way.
Me being married is performance art. With my friends, it's real. So I don't want him finding out who I really am. That's in my phone. That's in my phone. My friends were like, how long can the charade go on? I'm like, I don't poop. I'm on the phone. I'm like, I'm texting from the toilet. I'm like, ah, I'm pregnant. I haven't pooped in a week. Does this happen? I'm like, he would die.
Totally. Like, I do pride myself. Like, I don't know a password, any of this stuff. And the thing is, too, like,
you don't need to be going through someone's phone.
Of course. I don't want to know. I think that's insane, right? And, like, honestly, I am the person. One of the things I pride myself on, because, like, everyone needs their privacy. If even if I was with you,
yeah, you need your privacy.
And I see you opening your phone,
yeah.
I will, like, the most gentlemanly thing I do is, like, I will, like, conspicuously turn 90 degrees. I'm like, yeah. I don't want to see a password that's private, that's yours.
I'm a woman, though, deep inside.
Do you instinctively sort of, like, I want to check this out. I could file this password away.
There's one angle, if he's, like, in his TV watching chair, if I walk by to, like, go to the kitchen to get something. And I'm like, like, I can make my left eye shift on its own totally
independently
over,
of the right one.
Of the right one, and remain totally silent and just look at, like, what he's doing. But he's slick, too. We have a whole game going on, because then he's, like, he's swiping up and he's closing windows. And I'm like, all right. He's on to me, and I'm on to him, you know? And meanwhile, he's, like, on Twitter. Like, he's never up to anything. No one's ever up to anything in my house. We're just...
Snoop. Well, then the thing, like, the politics, that changed. So then, like, the password I haven't done, because then I got the iPhone 8, so that was thumbprint.
Oh.
Oh, that's great, because now that limits, because, like, she would look at the password. Like, if I was, like, going to my phone, she'd be like...
Yeah.
But you can't say anything about it. Like, I wouldn't be like, can you stop looking at... Because then, why are you guilty? Why don't you want to look at... But...
He just always has his phone with. He's like, he'll never leave that sucker around.
Oh, I'm never.
Oh, it's
my phone is on my person.
Hand. I'm like, is he leaving? Ever gonna leave this phone anywhere? No, I mean, but I don't even want to go through it. But it's on his nightstand. Like, if I were to go over there, he's like, no, like, hands on the phone. He brings it to the bathroom. It's in the living room. I'm never getting my hands on that
phone. I know. I wonder what. I couldn't go. I hate. This final thought here, but, like, when you go on vacation, like, oh, it's great. There's no cell phone service to really relax.
We went to Miami last weekend.
Least relaxing thing on earth.
And we didn't talk to each other. We sat at the pool going like this.
That's
scrolling.
My heaven. That's all I want. That's all I want.
Scrolling.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
That's all I
want.
We
didn't even talk to each
other. And occasionally be like, check this out.
Yeah.
Check this out.
On the flight home, I'm like, great trip. He's like, yeah. I'm like, would you just scrolled at the pool?
I just want to go somewhere warm and be on my phone. That's all I want. I love it.
Just bring your phone with you.
Done. Thank you, Marianne.
Thank you.
Woo! All right, we covered some good ground there. Marianne was exactly as great as I knew she'd be. That was awesome. All right, we're going to take a week off. I'm just getting some light surgery. No, I'm just kidding. My guy who is in the room with us at all times that you hear laughing in the background, Matt, is off next week. But I assure you, Binge Talking Season 2, Episode 5 will return a week from next Wednesday. We'll see you then. Bye. All right, thanks for listening, everybody. This episode was recorded, edited, and mixed by Matt Onimus. Our executive producers are me, Matt, and Ahmad Asghar. Our vice president of news is Byron Harmon, and our vice president and general manager is Lou Leone. Binge Talking is part of the Fox 5 Podcast Network. I'm Steve Lacy, and if you have any questions or comments, feel free to hit me up on Twitter, at Stephen Lacy with a V, or on Instagram, Steve Lacy, STEVELACY. In the meantime, stay tuned for our next episode.